Sean O'Hara joins us on the Metro PCS Hotline. You can follow Sean on Twitter at SeanO'Hara60. You can see him each Friday at 9 p.m. on NFL Network doing Playbook with Sterling Sharp and Baldinger, and then Sundays at 7 a.m. on NFL Game Day First with Melissa Stark and Sterling Sharp. Sean, great to talk to you again. Appreciate that. Offensive line, big time hot topic down here for the Miami Dolphins. Ryan Tannehill has been hit a bunch. He has been sacked a bunch, and there is great concern about that down here. What have you seen from this Dolphins offensive line as you kind of check in on them week to week?
Well, guys, thanks for having me. I would agree with you that there is some concern there. And, you know, my concern really started this offseason and this summer when they decided to let Jake Long walk. And, you know, my concern was, okay, now you're going to ask your right tackle to move over to play left tackle. You know, it sounds a lot easier than it really is on Sundays. But, you know, then they went out and picked up Tyson Claypool in the offseason. So, I don't think anybody was really impressed or wowed with that. But, you know, they've come under some scrutiny now. 26 sacks they've given up. So, yeah, that's a lot. But I will say this, watching the film, you know, they're a physical bunch. I really like the style with which they play. I think Pouncey and Incognito, I think they're a great tandem, the way that they're beating up some of these D-tackles. I think there are a lot of sacks that are on Ryan Tannehill. And I think when you have a young quarterback that is still reading defenses, still learning the game, I think that's going to happen. So certainly the offensive line, I know that, being a former O-lineman myself, we take a lot of pride in not giving up sacks and not letting people get to our quarterback. But I'll be honest with you, sometimes it's their own damn fault. And, you know, sometimes I'm not scared to tell them that. Hey, man, if you're going to sit back there and hold on to that football, you're going to get hit. So throw it away if you don't want to get hit. Sometimes, we that happens. And, you know, you can't ask your O-lineman to block for 4 seconds, 5 seconds in the NFL.
Sure, and Ryan has said as much. Everybody's taking accountability for this thing, which is nice, I guess, if you're going to have a problem like that. Offensive line is saying, hey, it's on us. Mike Sherman is saying some of it's on me. Ryan Tannehill saying some of it's on me. Running backs are saying some of it's on us. Tight ends, same thing. And when you have the kind of pass protection breakdowns the Dolphins have had, I guess there really is enough blame to go around and everybody kind of standing up and taking their own, percentage of that. A lot of talk from the fans, at least, because it's the bye week, about potential changes coming out on the other side. And you might not see really any changes, but if you were going to change maybe an approach or a philosophy on offense or a schematic kind of thing or personnel up front on the offensive line, are any of those things easier to do than the others? Because obviously you don't get a ton of time to work during the bye week, but if they were thinking about making any of those kinds of changes, which do you think would be most likely?
Well, here's the change that I would make. It would be, let's run the football. You know, I don't know how, when I'm looking at this offense, they're averaging 69 yards rushing per game. To me, that's not enough. But Lamar Miller, your starting running back, has 50 carries in 5 games. That's 10 carries a game. To me, if you're sitting here and you're going to preach to me and say, we have to do a better job in pass protection, and the best way to do that is to run the football. Offensive linemen, they like being aggressive. Richie Incognito, he wants to be aggressive. So let him be aggressive. Run the football. Don't sit there and ask your second-year quarterback to drop back and bail you out all the time. And when I look at a lot of these plays that he's getting hit, they've got a lot of third and longs. Well, you get into third and long by throwing the football on first and second down and not running the football. So I don't look at it like they need to make a change from a personnel standpoint on the offensive line. I look at it like run the football. It's got to be a philosophical change. You've got to let your offensive linemen be aggressive. And then that's when you get big plays in the pass game. And I think that's why they brought in Mike Williams and Wallace. And you brought him in for those big plays. Well, let him do what he does best. He runs by people. Only way you can run by people is if they're running up to stop the run. So I look at it from that standpoint, and I think all of those things are fixable. So I think for the Dolphins to be sitting here in 3-2, I mean, I'll be honest with you. When the schedule came out and I saw their first 5 games, I said, whoa, this is a tough they played 3 playoff teams, one of them the defending Super Bowl champions in the Ravens that they just played. So I think sitting at 3-2 right now for the Miami Dolphins, this is a pretty good place to be going into the bye week, because when that schedule came out, I think they would have been ecstatic if you told them they were going to be 3-2 going into this bye.
So let's talk about, you talk about the offensive linemen in general. You know, the game has changed so much. Do you think that, you know, with the defensive ends being the way they are, the defensive tackles being as athletic as they are, you know, different styles, teams want to throw the ball. I know you talked about Lamar not getting enough carries, but do you think the offensive linemen, their body types and their athleticism has to come along with this as kind of like an evolution?
Well, I think here's the one thing I'll say. I think that the defensive linemen, yes, you're right. They're bigger, faster, stronger. You know, they're 300-pound defensive ends that are running 4.5s, 4.6. You know, they're just the human body wasn't meant to move that fast and create that much force. But the offensive linemen, that is the challenge. That's the challenge, to find offensive linemen that are athletic enough, they can move their feet, you know, almost like a basketball player and stay in that defensive mode, but also are big enough and strong enough that they could take on the bull rush. You know, I think we all saw Jonathan Martin get put on his butt when Elvis Dumervil put the bull rush on him, and when Terrell Suggs did it as well. And I think when you see those type of things, good coaches look at that and say, okay, listen, it's all about the matchup. So if we are going up against a defensive end that we know an offensive tackle is going to struggle with, well, we have to find ways to help him. We have to chip with a running back. We have to put a tight end over on that side and let the tight end chip and let him release through the defensive end. We're going to slide to our left tackle, and we're going to let him know, guess what, you've got help to your inside. You can overset this defensive end and force him to rush the long way outside because you have a guard sitting inside. I think there's ways that coaches can come up with opportunities to help those type of players if you don't have a cornerstone left tackle, or if you don't have, you know, the best, you know, right tackle, right guard combination. So I think everybody would love to sit here and say, sure, we want the biggest, the baddest offensive linemen, and they all should be 6'5", 330 pounds. But, you know, those guys just aren't growing on trees. You know, at least not down in South Beach, they're not.
So when you're talking about fixing the run game, is it something for this Miami Dolphin team just to run the ball more often, or is it something, or is it a simple fix as doing what they do best? Because sometimes, you know, some of the running plays are not meant for the personnel. Sometimes you just got to almost go back to what you do best.
Well, I think, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say it's all about quantity. I think it should be about quality as well. But I think it just kind of it has to become part of your mindset and part of your personality as an offense. Hey, listen, especially in the division that they're in, the AFC East, I mean, you want to be a physical offense. You want to punish defenses. You want to wear them down. And the other factor that they have going for them is, listen, I know as a player, when I looked at that schedule, if we were playing the Miami Dolphins or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and we're playing them in Florida, I wanted to know what time of year was that game. Because if it was in September or October, I knew it was going to be hot, and I knew we were going to be dying. And I think that type of mindset can be a weapon for players and for teams. And I think that the way you use that to your advantage is by running the football and wearing these teams out. So I think the run game, the one word I will say with the run game is you have to be patient with it. And those big runs, you know, they may not come in the first and the second quarter. I think good running teams, they run the ball in the first quarter, they run the ball in the second quarter, but they're setting you up and they're preparing for the big runs in the third or fourth quarter. That's when I knew we were a great offense, was when we could run the football in the first half, but we knew, hey, it's right there. We're almost there to that 20-yard gain. We're almost to that big run, and we would get those big runs in the second half because we were wearing down defenses. That strong safety that was coming flying down to make the tackle at 4 yards, guess what? He's a little bit slower now. He's getting a little tired, and he's not as quick to run down and fill that C gap. So I always looked at the run game as you had to be very patient and you had to trust that those big yards and the big plays are going to come in the second half.
And that's what we saw Baltimore do against the Dolphins the other day. They kind of stuck with it, and the yards per carry wasn't pretty for Ray Rice and that team, but it was useful. You could tell it really was. Good analysis of the line play, Sean O'Hara, NFL Network. Sadly, especially considering the day, no Sam Madison on the show today because Rutgers in Louisville tonight, and these two have a history going back to Sam's days with the Giants of really getting into it over that big rivalry game. Although the way those two teams are looking this year, Sean, it might not be the worst thing that Sam's not on the show today.
Well, I'm sure he's ducking me. You know, he's been ducking me for a while. He knows what's up. He knows Rutgers is about to put a thumping on them boys.
There's not that much alcohol in the world.
You guys setting me up. Huh?
No, that's just a recording. He's not actually there. But okay, hey, enjoy the Scarlet Knights tonight, and good to talk to you again. Thanks, as always.
Hey, I'm torn, guys, because Rutgers is playing tonight. The Giants are playing tonight. Yeah. Now, the Giants are 0-5, so you know I'll give Rutgers a little more of an eyeful because right now the Giants are making me sick. But you know, you guys got OJ on, so you guys can talk all about what's up with all those receivers dropping football.
Oh man, that's part of the conversation. Hey, man. Always bad.
You gonna pay that guy some money? You better catch a darn ball. A
lot of money too, right?
Yeah.
Goodness.
You can't blame that on the old line when you start out a two minute drive and the first play is a drop.
That's true.
Drop fast. Come on.
All right. Thanks a lot, Sean.
Like those linemen want to blame us, man.
Yeah, that's what happens. All right. Everybody's passing the buck. That's Sean O'Hare on the Metro PCS Hotline. For unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS Hotline, visit thefinsiders.com.